But I never didn't know the name of it, what it was called.
Do you have any name for a house that has a long entry hall that's set at right angles to a large room?
No.
Nothing like Hall and Parlor House or Flying L? No. Nothing like that. Okay. Do you have any other names for distinct designs for houses?
Antebellum homes.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear that word, I think in terms of a plantation style, two story, maybe three story with huge pillows,
mm-hmm.
set in a wooded area,
mm-hmm.
trees and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Split level, I think in terms of where there are actually two levels, but I wouldn't consider it two story as such.
Mm-hmm.
Where one level is raised about 2 or 3 feet above the first level, or maybe even a little higher,
mm-hmm.
but not to the extent where I would call the second level a second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Duplexes, I think in terms of a home where, well, actually, a building that houses two or more families. That they're completely separate units and maybe owned separately by the individuals in them,
mm-hmm.
but they're simply connected physically.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, I guess.
Okay, fine. We were talking about high rises a minute ago. Do you have any other names for buildings that are occupied by a number of families in the same building?
Condominiums? No,
mm-hmm.
no.
What's the difference? What do you think of
when
you...
When I use the word condominium?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I would think of because my aunt lives in one. It's an apartment building where instead of renting the space, they're actually buying the
mm-hmm.
space. And, think in terms of families actually buying the space instead of renting.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a condo?
No.
Just condo.
No.
Okay. What about the word tenement? Does that mean anything to you?
To the extent that it refers to the person that is occupying space within a dwelling, renting space within a particular
mm-hmm.
dwelling.
Okay. What about dwellings that are consist of, you know, discrete family units, but there's no space between the buildings? They're more or less, you know, joined together. You just have a row of these things all together. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Where they're just two, I would call it a duplex, just where there are just two.
Well, more than two.
Well,
maybe a number of them.
Well, when I think of the word duplex, I think of something of that nature.
Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term row house?
Row house?
Yeah.
Never.
Never heard that. Okay. What about, do you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of the building?
No.
It's flat?
I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't use that?
Just an apartment.
All right, okay. What about a man who does... maybe minor plumbing repairs or electrical work in an apartment building? What would you call him?
The janitor. Oh, well, no. Oh. Serviceman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the electrician or the plumber or the person that's hired by a particular apartment complex to see that certain fixtures work properly.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call them a maintenance man?
Yeah. Mm.
So it would be
maintenance personnel.